Change NHS Workshop, helping build a health service fit for the future. The NHS has been there for us for over 76 years, but it's facing challenges and needs to change. To ensure health and care services are fit for the future, last autumn, Wes Streeting and the NHS launched Change NHS to hear views, experiences and ideas which will shape a new 10-year health plan for England. Many thanks to the 51 members of the local community who joined the two-hour workshop in the parish hall when proposed changes to the NHS were discussed. It was encouraging to see participants' passion and engagement. Many experiences and ideas were shared, and our feedback from the morning has now been added to the national conversation. At the heart of change, NHS, are three proposed shifts, brackets, changes. Making better use of technology to gain faster, high quality, more connected care. As well as their general hopes, technology must be simple to access, available to all and joined up, and fears, cyber attacks, confidentiality, lack of funding, participants agreed the following as important uses of technology in the NHS. Investing in digital technology such as imaging machines and scanners. Using shared electronic records. Virtual appointments with healthcare professionals. Investing in AI tools to predict possible health outcomes. Moving more care from hospitals to communities. Treating people in hospital is expensive and where most of the NHS budget is spent. Healthcare in the community can be delivered in many different places and by many different types of healthcare professionals, supporting people to stay healthy, manage long-term conditions, and live independently at home. Examples include virtual wards helping people receive hospital care at home, community diagnostic centres bringing diagnostics closer to home in, for example, shopping centres, ambulance triage, where paramedics have more options for treatment than taking patients to an ER. Fewer people going to hospital means hospitals can focus on emergency and specialist care. Whilst many people prefer to be treated at home if possible, there was a recognition that hospital beds are often blocked by people who don't need expensive care. There were concerns about quality of care that could be provided in the community. Preventing sickness, not just treating it. More could be done to help us stay healthier for longer. For example, green spaces, information on healthy food, no smoking spaces, as well as our own choices. Preventing ill health will cost the NHS less in the long term. People will also live healthier lives for longer and be able to work and engage in society for longer. There was general consensus in the discussion that prevention is essential and requires more priority. There was clear recognition that while the NHS has a major role to play in sickness prevention, it is limited in the extent to which it can promote health, and a wider government strategy is needed. A full copy of the feedback submitted to Change NHS can be found on the surgery website, millstreamsurgery.nhs.uk.